This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
September 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Sites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. There you will find all of the months, and you can click on whatever month you want to see who was there, who visited with us, and it also has a list of the future guests. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is having a gigantic book sale. I hope that you will purchase some of their books. You may go to AmericanFreePress.net for that. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Patricia Robinette. That's R-O-B-I-N-E. TT. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. Have you been able to get a hold of her yet, Manny? Not yet. Okay. Her book is very interesting. And honestly, up until the point that she wrote to me, I thought that genital mutilation, particularly of females, was something that they only did in other countries. For instance, in Africa, in some nations in Africa, they practice female circumcision. But I had no idea that they had ever done this in the United States. Her book is amazing, and at the top of the on the cover it says, "What's done to children, they will do to society." And I think we can also see that happening with some of the things that happen to our children here in this country. When you think of the vaccines that they receive, all of the other things, aspartame and fluoride and all of these chemicals and things, it is easy to see that comment, "What's done to children, they will do to society." Anybody that would harm a child or an animal, I have a great deal of love for both of them, and these are people, children who cannot speak for themselves, and some of these horrible things that happen are just amazing. Now, the genital cutting of both girls and boys was introduced in the USA in the late 1800s when all disease was blamed on masturbation. The Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance paid for these mutilations on females up until 1977. Okay, we have her. Okay. We have Patricia. Welcome, Patricia.
Hi, Deanna. You always make me smile. Your voice is so uplifting.
Oh, thank you. Oh, goodness. I think we were trying to call you, but we got you on Skype.
Yeah, I like, like Skype.
Okay, great. I guess I goofed when I gave Manny your phone number, but at least he has both now, so that's okay. Yeah. Well, so you're going to talk about some other very interesting things today via your email after our last program. I thought, oh, goodness, yes, we need to have you back and have you talk about some of these things that you just hinted at when you were on the program the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right. Give us a hint. What are you going to tell us today? Tell us what you're going to tell us, then tell us, and then you can check back with us and see if we got it.
Well, as in my career as a hypnotherapist, and in other ways as well, I have run into quite a few people who were, as they call it, raised in the cult. And, so, to me, this is another form of child abuse, and circumcision is what I call satanic ritual abuse light, although I don't really think of it as being very light or minor, but compared to, you know, killing the entire child, I guess it's an improvement on that. So I have met several people over the course of my time as a hypnotherapist who were raised with that full-fledged abuse. And so I just thought that given your books, you might be interested in hearing more about the subject from people who have been through it.
Oh, indeed. Last week we had Dr. Colin A. Ross, or maybe it was this week, it was last week. And he was talking about mind control. And so, I mean, there's so many aspects, so many factors involved in this. Mm-hmm. And they all kind of network together. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, yes, using that kind of mind control and doing this. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you can control a lot of people, particularly if they're vulnerable and if they're children.
Right. If you get them early enough, you've got them. You know, you can do whatever you want to with them. And I've met a lot of people who are born into that system. So the thing is that there are a lot of them who are trying to get out of that system now. So that's a good thing. You know, they're seeing that that really is a horrible way to live. And they don't want to pass on to others what was inflicted on themselves. So they really are looking for a better way to live, you know. And so I've met several of those. So would you like me to tell you some stories?
Yes, we love stories.
Okay, well, I don't even remember the name of this young woman or her friend. But I attended for myself, for my own sake, meetings that were called Adult Children of Alcoholics. It was part of the AA program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to help people share their stories, you know, from growing up in alcoholic families. And, you know, so they would know that they're not alone and that they can help each other heal by just listening and just witnessing, you know, the other person's story. Now, that group, I believe, then was changed to be called Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families. But even as adult children of alcoholics, you know, there were people who didn't exactly have alcoholic families, but they were there. So, excuse me, there was one young woman, absolutely ravishingly beautiful young woman, and a friend who was also very beautiful from Germany. And this woman told her story, and that's the way she put it. Excuse me. Let me drink a little bit of water.
Okay. Yeah, water's a good thing when you're doing radio, especially for 2 hours. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the United States or in the USA. And her website is rapeofinnocence.com. Okay, tell us about these two young women.
Well, the one said it very clearly. She said, I was raised in the cult. I didn't really know what that meant at that time. But then she continued to say, to explain that when she was a little girl, she was forced to kill her baby brother And that was kind of shocking to me because I'd never heard of anything like that. But she told me that her father would come to visit her even now, often, and that she would, what she called, lose time when he would come. And she would not remember, you know, the visit at all, but it would be several days later. And she would know that he had been on his way, and then he was just gone again.
So she was emotionally protecting herself, do you think?
But she seemed to think that she was under hypnosis. That he would call her, and then he would say something that would trigger this hypnotic state of mind, and then he would come and pick her up and take her somewhere.
Oh.
And so she actually locked her phone away. She devised a system, or she locked her phone away so that she could not receive phone calls during the night when she was groggy, you know, so that only during the day would she receive a phone call so that she could actually be alert. And then she would have someone, you know, set a dial, a lock on the phone, and they would remember it, but she would take the phone home, and then in the morning they would call her with the, you know, the numbers that she was supposed to use to open the lockup.
Uh-huh.
So, and she said that her friend was from Germany, and that she too had been raised in the cult. So,
wow.
She said that her father was a very, very powerful man, that he was on the cover of news magazines several times a year, she said. So,
really?
I can only speculate who that might be, but...
Now, are you talking about the German woman? Or the...
About the American woman.
Okay. And her father was on the cover of Newsweek?
News magazine. So it would be
okay.
Time, whatever, you know, several times a year. And
so he was a politician?
You know, I can only speculate, and I really don't want to get too specific because this person is still a very powerful person, and it's not a good idea to provoke.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think all of the listeners are probably aware of the fact that there's a lot of questionable things that go on among the Hollywood set and among the politicians in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, we've all heard of these situations and the practices that they engage in, the parties at the White House. But it's stuff that we really don't want to believe. It's stuff that we think, no, I can't believe. I just don't want to believe that. And I think it's not that we can't. It's that we don't want to believe that there are people that do this kind of stuff that hurt children.
Right. It's just mind-boggling to most of us, you know, that people would actually target children and harm them and kill them, you know. And yet, it does happen, and unfortunately, very, very frequently.
Now, did this young woman remember how she had been made to kill her younger brother? Was it? Did she remember actually doing it?
I don't you know, this was a very long time ago.
Okay.
This was about 25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember much more than that. Like I said, I don't even remember her name. But, I met several people during the course of my career that was at a more personal, private venue. You know, it was not a professional. I was not counseling her. I was just there witnessing what she was saying.
Sure.
And being her friend, and I was one of those who programmed her lock one night so that, you know.
Right. So she definitely had a situation that she was preparing herself against so that she would not. Yeah. Wow.
Right. She was very afraid of her father. And yes, him, you know, but it was a very disconcerting thing to lose time and to know that you'd been whisked away somewhere.
Sure. Now, I have known people who have had eating disorders who, when they are around somebody that they distrust or that they are afraid of or have had some sort of a past with, that they will, within a few minutes after the person leaves, they will throw up or, you know, get from the eating disorder because that is something that is how people cope, one of the ways they cope.
Well, I might remember more details as we start talking about other things, because something was starting to surface just a little bit ago, and now it's gone again, but I might remember more the more that we talk.
So this was about 25 years ago, and you say that the name of the, it used to be Adult Children of Alcoholics, and they've changed the name of that organization to Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families. And certainly there's a lot of dysfunctional families around. I think probably most families are. But it seems to be pandemic now where this was not the case. Maybe 50 or 60 years ago, that people, there was a traditional family where the mother was home and tending the children and being a homemaker. And then as more women went into the workplace, I think that the traditional family, just seemed to disappear. And of course, when you have so much stress and two adults working in the family and the economic stress within the country, I think that children, it puts children in a very vulnerable situation.
Mm-hmm. Especially when, you know, they're involved in an organization that...
Okay, so who runs this cult? What does the cult do? Are there several chapters? Tell us just a little bit about the people who engage in this kind of satanic rituals.
Well, she didn't talk a whole lot about her own, you know, the organization of it or anything. But what I thought I would do is just run down a list of people that I've met through the years who had these kind of connections. And yes, they are often connected to government.
Okay. We're going to take a quick 4-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. She is the author of the book, The Rape of Innocence: Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Alrighty. So pick up where we left off. I was thinking about the Bohemian Grove during the break and some of the things that go on there, some of the things that we've heard that go on there since 1873, which is quite a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time. Okay. So, everything is so interrelated. You know, when you start studying one thing, it just leads to another, and it's all connected somehow. I don't believe that there are a lot of these people who are cruel. You know, there are very few, but then they teach their children to be cruel, you know, to be detached from their feelings and from other people's, you know, from considering other people's feelings, and so then they create more psychopaths. And but like I said, they're jumping ship. They really want to get out of this system. They see that it's possible now. So 25 years ago, I met those two women. 20 years ago, I met a man from the UK whose father was a member of the Royal Navy and was extremely cruel to him and taught him how to be cruel. And at one point, you know, he asked me to marry him, and I thought, sure, fine. So I thought, okay. And but then he started pulling these awful tricks on me, and you know, like holding the keys to my car out of reach when I had an appointment at my office with a client.
That's kind of abusive behavior. That's very bizarre.
And, you know, ridiculing my thoughts and ideas and beliefs and things, even though I knew that they were very solid. So anyway, I finally decided, forget it. I'm not going to marry you. You know?
Right.
And I actually, to just completely cut the tie, I called his ex-girlfriend and I said, well, what was it like, you know, to be around him for you? And she said, oh, he brought out the worst in me, which was very confirming to me because he was bringing out the worst in me. So at any rate, after that, he told me that his sister, who was a social worker in the UK, told him that they had been raised in the satanic cult. And that made a lot of sense to me after she, you know, I heard that, because she is a social worker. She's not uneducated in these matters, you know. And he might have been a bit oblivious to what that meant even. But, you know, his behavior really spoke strongly of a very cruel training. And he said his father was gone a great deal, and his mother had committed suicide by putting her head in the oven.
Oh, my goodness.
So she must have been quite desperate, I guess, you know. And then this man raised his children, you know. So her children, his children. So that was another one where I ran into this particular thing. And then as clients, I had this beautiful young girl. She was half Chinese, and her father had been in military intelligence in China and had married a Chinese woman and brought her back over here, and they had several children. And this girl came to see me many times, and she was hearing voices. So I was, you know, I would talk to her and just try to find out what was she hearing and what was this all about, you know. And she would kind of turn her head in a certain direction as if she was tuning in a radio that was getting very poor reception, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'd say, well, what are they saying now? And then she'd kind of turn her head in a certain way, you know, and she'd say, oh, they're saying to give them money, you know. Why do they need money? And she said, well, they always ask me for money. And they say that they are these Christian brotherhood people. At any rate.
Now, speaking of Christian, do you find that there seems to be, or is there, are there a lot of these cases that do involve people who claim to be Christian?
Well, I guess, let's see, this one and this
or,
one.
Or claim to be some religious cult. I'm thinking of the Jonestown, that cult.
Mm.
And that's something that Dr. Ross mentioned last week when he was on. So I think that when you're in a religious situation, mm-hmm. in a religious association, that you tend to abandon your common sense sometimes. Because we've been trained to believe in authority figures, and what greater authority is there than God? And so I think people exploit that position, his position, and just say, oh, yes, we got this, you know, straight from God.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to engage in this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they will tell little children, you know, God wants you to do this, you know. And of course, they don't define what God is. That I believe is the core problem, is that, you know, everyone is confused about what God is. And even when you put a label on it, you know, like, oh, it's Satan, or it's, you know, it's this religion, Christianity or Judaism or Islam or whatever, you know. It's like people are still very, very confused about what God is. So they can't really think clearly about, well, what would God want? Why would God, this thing that is in our eyes, love, you know, why would love ask someone to cut a baby's body, to cut a baby's penis, or to ask the sacrifice of a human life, you know? I mean, it just does not make sense. When you experience that love inside yourself, and you know that that love is so pure and so huge, and it encompasses everyone and everything, and it is life itself, and you know that it would never, ever harm anything or anyone. And as part of that, you don't want to harm anyone or anything. But by calling it a religion, then people can get by with, you know, get away with a lot of very, very nasty things, you know. They can say, well, this is your religion. Your religion is to cut children's penises or to dunk them underwater or to, you know, to fight a war, wage a war against somebody else who doesn't believe the way that you believe, you know. Or so religion is used against us in many ways. And, you know, my hope is that we'll just wake up and we'll just go directly to God and say, okay, God, what are you and who are you? And I want to know you. You know, I don't want to know secondhand what some people imagine you are or, you know, say that you are. I really want to know directly me and you. That's it. And when you do that, you know, then it's very, very different than any religion is portraying, because religion is all about control. It's more cult behavior, you know. It's a group, it's a system, it's a business, bottom line. So anyway, that was my soapbox for the day. Let's see, so that man was raised in the cult, and then this woman who was half Chinese. I didn't catch on for a while. I kind of thought that maybe she had an implant of some kind, but you know, it seemed like, if so, it was a very primitive one that she had to tune in, you know, to hear. And that there were people talking to her through that, that were calling themselves some kind of religious group, you know, that wanted money. We want your money. And then she said they also wanted her child when the child was born.
Really?
So she got very, very, very pregnant, and I didn't see her again. So I did speak to her father at one point. And he did not divulge very much information. I just told him that I thought that, you know, she really needed some help. And so he just continued to pay for my services. But at that point, I was not that educated about this subject. These days, I would figure that she had an implant and that, you know, there was some kind of walkie-talkie there, that two-way communication.
Sure. Well, that's certainly possible. I mean, they've talked about implants for other reasons, and we know that that there are a lot of different types around. So anyway, we will be right back in about 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot, coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. Okay, we were talking about cults and some of the practices, some other practices. You know, as we were talking about Bohemian Grove, and when you think of some of the people that are involved there, and we're talking about Republicans and Democrats, they're both on the same team, they both engage in gay rituals, and since 1873, the global elite has held secret meetings in the ancient redwood forest of Northern California, and members of the so-called Bohemian Club include former presidents Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan. The Bush family maintains a strong involvement in the Bohemian Grove. There's an all-male club. A lot of people are involved in this, and one of the things that they do is that they sacrifice a human being in effigy to what they call the Great Owl of Bohemia. And anyway, you know, this is just amazing to me. The people would, I mean, if I were perverted in some way, I certainly wouldn't want anyone to know. And here they just seem to go there and do whatever.
Well, that's how they control one another, because when you have dirt on somebody, you can blackmail them and you can keep them from, you know, talking about you by, you know, blackmailing them that you'd have something on them. That's how the Skull and Bones works, apparently, from what I understand, is that they're supposed to tell all of their sexual secrets and they're supposed to masturbate in a coffin or whatever. And then, you know, they
and then of course they would have all, they'd have all that information.
Yeah. So one member can say to the other, well, you know, I want this and give it to me or I will tell people that, you know. And like, oh, okay, whatever you want, you know.
Sure.
And I know this about you, so then I, you know. So it, you know, it's a way of controlling each other and, you know, oh, yes, you're right. There are just so many people who are in so many positions of power that are involved in this kind of thing. And it doesn't just happen in the Bohemian Grove, and it doesn't just happen during that time of the year. It happens all year long, and there are children missing all over the United States and the world, and there's a great deal of trafficking going on. And these people have a voracious appetite for blood, literally for blood, and for, you know, human sacrifice. And they think that that's how they are being so successful, is by hurting people. Now, the thing that is that power, real power, the power that is life itself, would never ask for sacrifice. So there's something else going on there that, you know, when Jesus called it the synagogue of Satan, then I don't think that he was joking. I don't think that he was speaking lightly. He really was saying that there's something really, you know, strange going on. And it's not just a synagogue either. I mean, it's happening in churches. You know, there are people who have reported being taken down into the catacombs in Rome under the Vatican and, you know, witnessing child sacrifice there. So, you know, it's just too much for most people.
Would you include in that sacrifice the practice of abortion here in this country?
You know, I think that there is something going on with that is very strange. I think, you know, there's just that demand for human tissue and human blood. And I can't remember exactly what I have thought about it at this moment because I'm on this other track, but
okay.
When I remember, I'll write it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get you off track, but so these people actually sacrifice children to Lucifer?
You know, I have talked to people who say that there's a difference between Lucifer and Satan, and at this point I can't really verbalize what that difference is myself. But they have explained it to me, and, you know, to me it just all falls in one big bag. And, you know, maybe it's unfair to one or the other that I put it, that I lump them together. But anyway, I was just remembering more about the 25 years ago incident, and that was that she said that she had been groomed to be like the queen of the cult and that she wanted to have nothing to do with it. And so that's why she left and she ran away. And that there was another young man who had been groomed to be the king. And it was expected that the two of them would marry and have children. And he too wanted nothing to do with it. And both of them were in the town where I was living. And he had a little girl. And he was raising her as a single dad. And he was being a therapist. And he was helping other people recover from such things as the two of them had been through. They did not marry each other. You know, they were not interested in that. But they
now,
were friends.
Now, you've implied that they arrange marriages. Do you think that they would also arrange marriages for people, say, in public office? Because each spouse has some benefit, or they would create a symbiotic relationship where one would benefit the other. Well, for instance, like the Obamas, people have said, "Well, that's an arranged marriage," and I I probably would agree with that. But I'm wondering if it's some, I guess I'm saying, is there some higher power that puts these together, these people together? We know that Obama is a 32-degree Prince Hall Freemason. So, you know, who's in charge of putting these things together? Who's calling the shots in all of these, in these cults?
I have no idea. But I know that it very detrimentally impacts individuals. You know, that's a level that I have been witnessing, is just individual harm. So I think that it's very important to the bloodlines that they stay, you know, with marrying within their bloodlines, because, you know, there's something about that that is considered to be sacred to them. I do know somebody who knows a great deal about the history of the whole system and understands it much better than I do. And, but you know, I don't know that much myself. If my friend would like to talk on the air, you know, then I would invite.
Yeah, know. That'd be good. Yeah. We like all the details. And
there's quite a history to this whole system.
Sure.
And, you know, particular person was educated very thoroughly in the history of it and the workings of it. So, you know, perhaps sometime he would like to come in and say something himself. And I'll be darned, here he is walking across the room. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wrote an article.
So there is an article.
Okay.
That he just wrote on.
Would you like to come on and just say a few words about the article?
Would you like to say a few words?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome. And what is your name? What is your name?
I'm Kurt.
Kurt. Okay. So what's your article entitled?
It's called "Adrenalized Blood Drinking Addiction Among the Global Elite," and
yikes.
You can find it on thoughtcrimeradio.net. So, you know how the slaughterhouses in this country are set up to terrorize animals so that the meat becomes adrenalized and it becomes like a drug and people get addicted to meat?
Never put that together. Never thought that. I just think it's terrible the way they treat animals. Stay with me over the break here. We are going to our top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest, Patricia Robinette, and Kurt.